In this country, Congress is deciding whether to reorganize the nation's intelligence agencies. Yesterday, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas presented his plan to break up the CIA. He wants to reorganize numerous intelligence agencies, and his proposal met immediate resistance. His Democratic counterpart on the Senate Intelligence Committee called the plan a severe mistake, and the former CIA director, George Tenet, said the plan showed a dangerous misunderstanding of the business of intelligence. We've called James Bamford, the author of three books about U.S. intelligence agencies. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You surprised at all by the reaction to this?
A little bit, but I think it's sort of normal for people to see such radical changes as being very disruptive also.
What do you think of Pat Roberts' plan to break the CIA in three, to move around who is in charge of other intelligence agencies?
Well, I think radical surgery is really what's needed after so long a period of time. It's been almost, it's actually been more than half a century since the CIA was formed, and it really hasn't changed much over the years, except for the fact that the Pentagon has taken over about 85% of the running of the intelligence community, and one of the remedies that Senator Roberts' plan has is that it moves the bulk of the intelligence community, this 85%, back from the Pentagon to the control of the person who actually runs the intelligence community.
Any chance that something like his plan could pass?
I think there is a good chance that something like his plan will pass. It's just that I think the problem you have is with the morale at the CIA, with people not liking the fact that they're going to be losing the name of the CIA and also the disruption factor.
Well, let's talk a little bit about morale. I know you have friends and also sources in various intelligence services. What are you hearing from them over the last day or two?
Well, I think a lot of people have realized that there's a definite need to create a new structure because the last one failed so bad. We, first of all, got into a war that we shouldn't have gotten into, identify weapons that weren't there, and then had the whole problem of September 11th. So something was needed, and I think a lot of people realized that there was going to have to be major changes made. I think they most of the people wanted the changes to be a little bit less than getting rid of the Central Intelligence Agency and getting rid of its name as well.
Well, how do you get rid of what people see as the problems in the intelligence agencies without interfering with what people would acknowledge the agencies do very well?
I think that's the conundrum, and I think that it does require radical surgery at this point because it's been so long overdue. Other agencies have sort of grown and metamorphosized over the years, but the CIA itself, the core of the CIA, hasn't really changed that much over the years, and it's about time that it do a little changing, and I think that's the problem you have. Some people see it as a necessary evil, and other people think it is just going too far.
Would this reorganization affect the problems that have been exposed over the past few years and months?
Well, I think so. I think one of the key problems you had was that the Pentagon was operating as its own intelligence agency and advising the White House, and when it was doing that, it was slanting the intelligence. And the people at the CIA were coming up with information that was contrary to what the Pentagon was giving, but because the Pentagon controlled so much of the intelligence, and because the Pentagon really wanted the White House to believe that the weapons of mass destruction were there and so forth, it took on a much larger role than it should have. And I think that's the one of the answers is taking it out of the Pentagon and putting the authority back in the Director of Central Intelligence. The Secretary of Defense, for the first time in history, managed to get his own intelligence czar approved by Congress, which was a major benefit for the military side of the intelligence community.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
James Bamford is the author of A Pretext for War, 9/11 Iraq and the Abuse of America's Intelligence Agencies.